Westlock. Close to a month after one wall on the southwest corner of Jubilee Arena came crashing down, demolition crews restarted work January 5 to raise the arena which hosted its last hockey game in 2012. And while the facility did celebrate the 59th year of the first official hockey game played there December 29, 1963, there will not be a 60th as crews made quick work of the south end of the arena Thursday with Town Sow Simone Wiley confirming via email that afternoon that the contractor estimates it'll take about 3 weeks to have the site entirely cleared and the fencing removed. The job had initially been pegged for completion in the early fall as the municipality first identified the week of September 12, then the weeks of September 19 and October 31, for the final phase of the $280,000 demolition as the interior had been previously stripped. The most recent delay came in early November after crews found more asbestos that didn't get picked up in the original report on the building. As for the additional cost to do the asbestos abatement, Operations Director Robin Benoit told town councillors in mid-November it could be as high as $50,000. On site December 8 after one section of the southwest wall had crashed to the ground, Benoit said once the rubble is cleared the ground will need to sit for a while before it can be leveled and paved. A long road to demolition. Leveling the town's first indoor arena was initially budgeted at $1 million and funded via unrestricted reserves in the municipality's 2022 capital budget. Wiley has stated previously there will be additional costs to level and landscape the site this year. She also said in the fall that while they're disappointed the demo has been continually delayed, along with the revelation of more asbestos on site, they're content that the final bill will be substantially lower than what was originally estimated. Benoit has also said previously that concrete from the arena will be recycled at the local Lafarge Canada site for free and the contractor has given them a credit back on the metal that will be scavenged. Jubilee Arena, which was initially called the Westlock and District Jubilee Family Recreation Center, opened July 13, 1963, and cost $75,744 to build. Meanwhile, the first hockey game at the facility was played December 29, 1963, on natural ice as an ice plant wasn't added until years later. The arena was expected to come down following the opening of the Rotary Spirit Center, RSC, in 2012, but those plans were shelved following the discovery of asbestos at the site. A report from that year stated that 16 of 26 building material samples tested positive for the substance. In late 2018, the council of the day talked about bulldozing the building and briefly considered renovating it for use as a warm storage facility. But when faced with a $1 million price tag for that work, or $900,000 just to bulldoze it, council put the issue on the back burner. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.